I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
I'll say, hello guys, a follow-up to Zoom and you guys giving us the opportunity to use Zoom. It looks great, and I think it sounds great, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I'm not just like morphing into the background, so that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. You're at a sports book.
You're at a you're at a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, you're at a Buffalo Wild Wings. You know, you mean
a Dave and Buster's,
a little D&B's.
Yeah, Ski saw that Justin Herbert commercial and got inspired. To go get some boneless wings.
Hey, I'm trying to help us out here. Maybe, you know, Three Rivers Casino Sportsbook might throw us, you know, a little ad read. You know,
yeah,
presented by DraftKings.
Sure.
Visit Three Rivers Casino in Florence.
God. Remember when DraftKings like first came on the market and they just hit everything, man. It was
daily. It's not real fantasy. It's daily fantasy, which means you can do 177 bets a day, but they're only $7. So how much does that equal if you lose them all? Not much, DraftKings.
Sorsby definitely got hammered with that ad, clearly.
It was the Wild West, like gambling places being able to suddenly advertise on the radio and whatnot. It was crazy. Just crazy.
I mean, it's the same thing like Pauly Marcus and them are doing now, where they're now flooding the market and going, it's not gambling, it's betting on futures.
it's such a scam. It's such a workaround that
it's crazy. It's insane.
Sure.
A normal administration would have flagged that and be like, this is gambling. You need to be a part of the gaming board and, you know, be like,
it's gambling.
That is literally what it
gambling.
Is.
We're moving futures. What?
Moving futures? Those words don't go together. You made that up.
Yeah. we're line makers now, all of us. Okay. All right. Not gambling.
Hey, you know what, man? Nope. Like, King, I don't really like your attitude, because whatever gets my boy Ski able to legally bet on sports, like, I'm all for it.
Listen, you just told us Twitch presented you with a one-hour option to play an AI game for $4.50 for 1 hour so we could get ad revenue afterwards, and you declined it.
No, it's not ad revenue. It's $4.50 total, flat fee.
I think you should fall on the sword. would have hated you in the Civil War on my side.
An AI game too. That's just like amazing. You don't expect a podcast of our status, certainly. Like you don't expect, like, you know, the University of Oregon to come knocking at our door right out of the gate, but an AI game for $4.50 to play it for an hour? Man, that's a
seems like a good deal. You've played games for an hour by yourself for
paid $4.50 to probably play a game.
You're getting paid a million times more than you have wasted hours of your life.
I gotta tell you, if you told, you know, like 10-year-old version of me that he had an opportunity to get paid to play a video game, he would freak out and he would jump at this, but you know, grown-up version knows about opportunity cost, fellas.
Handlebar mustache, Braga.
Yes.
Learned
handlebar mustache, Braga, knows better. So, before we get too far into this, Spielberg month is over, which means Coen Brothers month is beginning for the movie podcast. So, we had you guys vote on the top four movies that we're going to watch in the next month. And the first one that we are going to watch, fourth place finisher, is True Grit. So True Grit is on Paramount Plus. So watch that and listen to us talk about it. Yeah, good point by Booble. Joel exclusively, actually. What was your logic behind that, King? It's just Joel Coen, not the Coen brothers, right?
No, because Ethan is very clearly a Robin. He's a Robin.
Yeah.
couldn't win it. Couldn't write a movie on his own. So he tagged along with his big brother.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Coattails. So I think it's
he's like the Michael Jordan of writing. Couldn't win one without Scottie Pippen. You know what I mean?
John Paxson, certainly. Like, I mean, you say Pippen, I say Paxson. But whatever. Yeah,
close enough.
Kum say kum sa. Okay, so the order of movies we're going to do is True Grit first, then No Country for Old Men, then Fargo, then Big Lebowski. Big Lebowski is the winner of your guys' poll. So you guys might be surprised what I say about Big Lebowski. I just watched.
Oh, you don't like it. I already know you don't.
I just watched that recently with my child.
I can tell you don't like it.
We'll see.
No. That was a tell.
Stay tuned.
Was a tell.
You guys might be surprised.
You would have never survived on the movie Maverick.
No, definitely not.
Sniffed you out.
Maverick.
The second you opened those saloon doors.
Alfred Molina and Mel just read you like a fucking book instantly.
A book.
Yeah. Even with the mustache?
Yeah.
And James Coburn for sure did.
Yeah.
Man.
I hear they're calling you a cosplayer with that mustache.
Is that even real?
You're asking for a sarsaparilla, and they're like, oh, God, yeah. Zach. Yeah, that tracks.
Barkeep, get me a sarsaparilla. You got to say it like that, too. Sarsaparilla. Yeah, man. So, Joel Coen movies.
Joel Coen month.
Coming up in the next month. So, where should we start with sports?
I got something before sports.
Do it, please.
A funny little tidbit.
God, yes.
So, two of my three cousins, one's from Cleveland, they came to Portland. They were going to be running in some sort of 5K, I don't know, some big race thing on Mount Hood. It got canceled because the whole thing is aflame.
The Hood to Coast?
It is not the Hood to Coast. It's kind of like a quasi Iron Man more than a. So
everything is on fire. So
everything on fire. So that's canceled.
But they're here.
They came.
Okay.
So they came to Oregon. They hadn't been to Portland before. They've only been to Eugene a handful of times. So
wow.
Then instead of doing like this race, they go to the coast, hang out for a couple days, come back. I go up there with my brothers to meet them because they haven't seen them in a decade or so, something like that.
Sure.
This one scenario, the most...
Is that why you're at the sports books? Like,
that's why I'm at the book now.
You're at Lincoln City right now?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So the most Portland thing happened. So we were down off... They were staying in some Airbnb down off like 20-something in Overton, right? So they're staying downtown, more or less, kind of on the outskirts of it. But so we go get food.
You just named two streets. I have no idea what you're talking about. Give us the directions from the freeway, Ski. Give us that,
give us that
inside Portland talk. Yeah. No,
it's pretty much right across the river from the Moda. And, like, was it the Steel Bridge right there?
What was the skit, the L.A. skit from Saturday Night Live? L.A. Go down the 181 to the PCH.
Yeah, it's northwest Portland, if I help you out directionally.
Okay, sorry.
So, obviously... Obviously, they had their, thoughts on Portland, right? The vagabonds that are roaming around.
Sure.
Of course, as one would. And
got a lot of hobos.
After we left, we had some drinks, some food, walking back to their Airbnb. This happened in a half a block. First, there is a woman sitting on the corner with her entire ass out. And like these braids that go down like to her crack. All right. That's pretty standard.
So that could be a Ren Faire.
That could be a Ren Faire.
I've seen that so many times in Oregon.
Exactly.
Not just Portland.
Yeah. We're just completely me and my brother's completely unfazed. That's nothing.
Welcome to the state.
Five steps later, a gentleman standing up against a closed establishment. Goes helicopter with his cock out just for all to see. It just, we maybe wanted a little show on our way back.
He's Lenny Kravitz fan. He wants to fly away. You know,
Petey Pablo.
Yeah,
Petey
Pablo. Yeah, North Carolina. Yeah. Come on,
I don't know what song was playing in his demented mind, but it could have been Petey Pablo.
Demented. Wow. Wow.
I would say liberated.
Liberated, possibly. All right. And then to complete the trifecta, still on the same little block there, a dumpster's on fire. A garbage dumpster is on fire.
A literal dumpster.
Actively on fire. So it was one of those, hey, I told my cousins, hey, you've heard that Portland is on fire. At least you could go back to Cleveland. One lives in Richmond, Virginia, and tell them what you witnessed out of Portland.
Congratulations.
And how Fox News is 100% correct.
Yeah, no, Trump's right. Yeah.
It was something. It was hysterical.
I mean, you know, that again, whatever.
Again, for us, hey, like I said, we're unfazed by it.
I'm led to believe that behavior doesn't happen in Cleveland.
They don't tend to find their way downtown. I mean, downtown Cleveland is a ghost town.
Now, see, there's
your
problem.
There's
your problem. You're in a downtown of a major city. Downtowns of major cities have that shit going on.
Except Cleveland, because nobody lives there. Because
nobody goes there?
Lives there.
Well,
in
downtown.
They're
unhoused.
Well.
Yeah. People are
hobos
there.
Riding
people
the train
there,
line.
Ski.
I don't know.
You just don't
I do
to
love,
see them.
I do love, you know, the person that lives in Richmond, Virginia. Okay. Mm. Okay. Yeah. Whatever. They can take the high ground. I will cede the high ground.
See the high ground on that?
I'm not ceding it to Cleveland. I'm not.
Sorry.
Like 12 years ago, we were getting those videos about Scooby-Doo ghost towns, and at least we're not Detroit. And
I feel like I was longer than 12 years ago.
I mean,
feels like an early YouTube.
It was very early YouTube, but I think it was when LeBron left. So it was like 2010. So, you know, something like that. But I'm not ceding the high ground to them. No. I've seen the cover of East 1999 Eternal. Cleveland looks like hell. I've seen their QB depth chart. Cleveland looks like hell. I've seen their the Cavaliers ex-owner, Gordon Gund. He's blind. He couldn't see it. But if he could, he would see hell.
Of the famed Gund Arena?
The famed Gund Arena, which is now what? Rocket Mortgage Arena?
Rocket Mortgage, I think it is, yeah.
Gund was right. I missed it. I missed the glory days of just being called the Q.
The Q.
Yeah,
right next to the
QuickenLoans.com arena. Whew, really rolled off the tongue.
Yeah. Right next to the Jake.
What is that now? Is it still Progressive?
It's Progressive. I still believe it
speaking
is.
Speaking of Progressive, changing the name from Indians to Guardians.
Guardians.
Shout out, Ohio. Shout out to Cleveland for that. Somewhere Drew Carey is in Malibu shaking his fists, furious at the name change. Oh, lips.
I mean, what a woke city that is.
I know. Seriously.
Can we have a conversation about Drew Carey, by the way? Like, taking ownership of Cleveland and Seattle? Like, and he doesn't live in either city?
I was unaware of the Seattle thing.
Yeah, remember, like, when the Sounders, like, came to be a thing?
Oh, my God. That's right.
He would lead Flounders fans from, like, bar to bar playing music. And
that
blah, blah,
is
blah.
So funny. How did I forget about that? What was that all about? Was he trying to launch, like, the first Ted Lasso? Is that what he was trying to do?
Oh, he was workshopping it. Yeah.
Was he a part owner? He couldn't have been.
At that point, he probably could have been.
Maybe.
Yeah, he probably was.
Maybe, yeah. But that shit was weird, right?
Hey, Jamie, will you look that up? Was Drew Carey ever a minority owner of the Seattle Sounders? Thank you, Jamie.
We got, like, assistance now? I love that. Yeah. I love that. It better be a woman, by the way. We know.
No, that's how progressive we are.
No, in the news, in the
man
news this
named
week.
Jamie.
There
you go. In the news this week, we know what happens with Assistance King. We know what's going on here, so...
There you go. Yeah, he was a minority owner.
He was
during the expansion season. So yeah, 2009.
There you go. That's why. Okay. But why?
They couldn't get a part of that Columbus Crew team, I guess.
That must have been it. Yeah. He's a traitor, is what he is. That was awesome, Ski. When you took a drink from that, it had the background of the sports book on your bottle. That was pretty cool. Yep.
Like that. There you go. Nice.
Not bad.
You could insert something. Yeah, that's not.
Science.
Not good. Science.
What other sports you guys got? Because I don't have anything. I truly don't. I truly don't have any sports to talk about.
The Kansas City Royals are 55-74 and still actually very much mathematically alive for the last AL wildcard spot. Do you want to talk about that? No, because I don't either. Why would I want to talk about that?
How about we talk about Kenneth Walker fighting people in practices? How about that?
That was like two weeks ago.
How about some NFL practice?
Did you get your news by Doves?
No NFL practice news.
It was so long ago.
The news cycle
for the NFL is quicker than political news cycle. That shit's gone, like, not even in the day. Within that same day, it's gone.
I'm like, okay, all right. In the chat, Duck Chef wants to talk Rockies. No.
Oh, let's talk Rocks.
Oh, do you know? Do you have anything to talk about with Rockies?
Oh, my. I don't think Todd Helton should be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. He definitely shouldn't.
Yeah.
What about Vinny Castilla? Should he?
Vinny Castilla and Dante Bichette should be Hall of Famers. Denny Nagel, that scoundrel.
Mike Hampton.
Hall of extremely good.
Did Denny Nagel die? Was he the one that died?
I think he is.
Okay, well, that's not what I was going. I was going for Mike Hampton. You know, he's like, I moved here for the school districts. And it's like, no, you moved here because they offered you $40 million more than anyone else.
So we got some Hunter Goodman coming off a 10-day injured list this Friday. Todd Helton getting a statue in 2 weeks. Troy Walker statue is unveiled this Sunday, he says. So,
hey, Braga, name a Rocky other than Goodman.
No.
Name one.
No.
King, can you name one?
First of all, I can't. Second of all, I don't want to. So, no. Larry Walker, name. Hall of Good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hall of Good.
But he at least won an MVP, which carries some weight.
Better with the Expos. I think we can say that.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Better with the Cardinals. Probably not, actually.
He was an Expo legend. He was going to be like MVP the year that the strike happened, right?
Nah, it was going to be Matt Williams, probably.
Matt Williams was about to break. Yeah,
that's gonna break like he was like triple crown winning. Yeah, Matt Williams.
This is actually true.
At Candlestick Park.
Yeah, I know.
I think the Expos might have been the favorite to win the World Series.
They were up there. Yeah,
but yeah, Matt Williams.
All right, let's have a conversation about Candlestick Park, because that place it's one of the worst locations in the history of like sports stadiums. It was ugly as shit. Like that genuinely one of the ugliest, like, for baseball. Football was like, all right. But for baseball, it was ugly as hell. And they had like the AstroTurf, and it was like, it was uneven. It wasn't cut well or whatever.
But that's what you picture when you think the Niners, right? I mean, that was your childhood. That was.
Sure. No, but that's what I'm saying.
That was the good years of the Niners.
They had grass for football, but they had like the turf for baseball, which.
They transitioned to grass at the end, but they used to
do the crossover, right, where they'd have the baseball diamond on the football field for part of the year too. Yeah,
yeah.
Back when that used to be a thing,
I always liked the mismatch football.
Yeah,
that was like a thing not that long ago.
Not that long ago,
90s.
Like the Raiders were playing the Raiders, Houston Coliseum.
The Oco, like, yeah,
not that long ago. Like before. Nope. 2019. It probably died in 2019, but I would guess the Raiders were the last team.
Really? Before they moved out of Oakland?
Yeah, because their first year in Vegas was 2020.
Okay.
So I would guess 2019 was the last year we were graced with baseball diamonds. Wow. On a football field in September.
That's crazy to think about. Wow.
Now they do gimmicks with it, and like the Pinstripe Bowl and shit like that.
Yeah, now it's cool.
Now it's cool to.
Yeah, but they don't have the part baseball diamond. They get rid of it and have all the entire.
Yeah, but it's still
field.
It's got the shitty dimensions of a baseball field, though.
For sure.
You know, catch a ball and you run into a wall half a step out of the end zone.
Yep. Went to football games at both of those stadiums, Oco and Candlestick. Yep, Candlestick was pretty. It was a pretty cool football atmosphere. But again, it's like I don't know if you know where Candlestick Point is in relation to San Francisco. It's like It's a horrible part of the the Bay.
Well, what's worse? I mean, the Chiefs played how far out?
There's one way in and one way out too. By the way, that's not ideal. Yeah,
I mean the 49ers now play like 60 miles away from San Francisco.
Yes,
so
yes.
I mean,
speaking of which, we're gonna get the Indiana Bears, right?
Well,
no, I think actually not anymore. I think a beat writer may have single-handedly saved the Bears from moving to Indiana, because he at their first preseason game he posted disinfo and said this was Hammond and it was not. It's Gary, Indiana. Thank you very much. It's only 10 miles away. That's Gary. Yeah, I love people getting very mad at that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there was that post where sources were telling this guy that they invested so much and are giving up so much in an effort to get the name changed to the Indiana Bears. And that was quickly debunked. whatever. I don't know where that guy got his news from, but not really.
I think King might have better sources than that guy.
This is true.
Yeah.
What was the news you broke again?
Nothing. It was just wrong. It was just that DeCorian Moore is out. Not out.
We talked about
injured.
That. We yeah, talked about that out. Last week. Okay.
Yeah. All right. And he's practicing. He's just kind of sort of contact and wearing a brace or, you know.
Whatever. He's got a scar on his head, too.
ATV accident
or
something.
Let's not ask questions about that big scar on his forehead. Let's not ask any questions about that. Yeah.
Well, who was it that posted the picture of him at the it was like the motorcycle dealership in Glenwood there, like standing out front with a bike.
Him, Evan, and Mateo, they love their ATVs.
It's got to be written in the NIL contract, guys.
It's got to be.
Especially those guys. Like, look, if you got some like backup kicker, you're paying like 10 grand to or whatever, like, okay. But If you're throwing a million at a dude, you got to have a motorcycle clause. You have to.
What's more dangerous on an ATV? Riding around like in town, and I mean like you're rip roaring around. You're not going through traffic because
trolling around Bend in one
or like going to the coast and dooning.
Sure.
Is dooning?
It's dooning.
It's got to be dooning.
1,000%.
I would say it's if trees are anywhere in the vicinity.
But like with the dunes, you can flip. Like and the thing can land.
I feel like
the
sand is it lures you into an illusion of safety.
Yeah.
Oh, sand.
It's soft.
Sand. Yeah. Sand is soft.
Yeah.
Sand is as soft as a Dan Lanning defense, you know, in January. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, bang, you find out. Oh, it's a little harder than
I
thought.
A little tougher than you think.
Ayo.
Yeah.
Ayo.
Huh. How about that?
What about that?
Brandon Finney can actually tackle a little bit. How about that? Then an ATV lands on you, and you allegedly break something. There's no alleged about the scar in his head, though. That is new. And nobody's asking questions about it. Nope. We're asking questions. King's got his fucking little press thing on his hat. Yep. Like, we're asking the questions.
Rotisserie Baseball League, baby.
Mm-hmm. Rotisserie Baseball message boards are asking questions.
Me and Brandon Bean. Billy Bean, I mean. Who's Billy Brandon Bean? Brandon Bean is someone. LL Bean?
Mr. Bean?
Mr. Bean?
You and Mr. Bean out here asking questions.
Like flick the bean.
Guess how many beans in a jar? Love that game.
Yeah.
There's a question.
All timer.
Clay's a jar. Yeah. I know Duck Duck Chef had to listen to Clay's of Jar as a kid. I can just guarantee it. If you don't know who Clay's a Jar is, they were a melodic Christian rock band in the 90s into mid 2000s. They're probably still rocking now.
Speaking of him. He says, Coors sweet next season for the pod, uses nepotism for good. So that sounds like an offer. And
I mean,
my answer is yes.
Yeah. I mean, I plan to do a 10-minute pod segment for me Bucks at Autzen this year at some point this year. So that's step one.
Yep.
I feel like Coors sweet is not step two, but
it's
we're climbing.
1B, yeah.
Corporate ladder. Corporate ladder.
They call it them steps for a reason. You know,
linear growth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Linear growth. our answer is yes, sir. Deal.
Rock talk.
Guys, we might need to figure out. You guys got like airline miles? You got like credit cards with airline miles or anything like that? Let's do it.
I do. I'm always a little disappointed at how much they actually give you.
I know. I just use mine. I'm going to San Francisco next month to visit family, and I use like most of my points on that. And I was like, fuck, just to San Francisco? Yeah. Like, oh, man.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Kind of want to go to like Japan or something. Oh, man.
I don't think you got those miles,
shit.
Bro.
Shit. Yeah. So, okay. Looking in the chat for any suggestions on things to talk about. Nope, nothing. The 49ers are playing the Chargers right now, so that's a thing.
Good thing we can't see your lower half. But Stribling already had like four catches. Like,
well, the differences in their penises on Stribling will be different. Braga will be J-O-ing so hard, and CTE will be cutting his off and throwing it as a sacrifice for being so wrong.
They drafted a good player for once.
I don't like all their productive wide receivers. multiple conferences, but I still.
We're just waiting for the regular season when they cut Debo loose on the NFL again. Like, y'all ain't even ready for Debo Samuel being back.
I'm pretty sure it was all you Niners fans when he first went to the Commies. Of being like, look how fat he is. I'm glad he's gone. This literally, fat piece of shit. Fuck him.
Literal words that came out of my mouth. Yeah. His lazy fat ass got a contract finally and stopped fucking trying. Take a walk, you bum. And you know what? He didn't do shit with them and sort of realized that this was probably the end of his career if he didn't fucking change something. And he's in shape now, so we'll see what he does. He's old. So
he probably lost like 6 pounds.
Yeah.
I do
love NFL training camp, like body shaming.
It's the best.
Yeah, this 4-time Super Bowl winner. He's so fat and ugly and gross. I could beat him on a post quarter.
Professional athlete.
No, I know I could.
How about fucking Iheanacho or Duck's new freshman tackle. What's his last
Iheanacho,
name? Iheanacho. Yeah. Okay.
Iheanacho.
Second guessing myself.
We'll figure it out.
How about him? Like, apparently lost 40 pounds down to 360. I did not realize he was 4 bills.
He was a big dude.
That is crazy.
Big dude.
That athletic and that big is crazy. Like the Ducks release like heights and weights of players, and he's fucking 6'7", 360 at fucking 18 years old. Like, fuck off. Like,
I like how you got believing university heights and weights that they're giving out. That's cute.
I just go with what they tell me.
Yeah.
Even if it's ballpark to that.
Yeah. Was it what Dylan Gabriel was? What, 5'10"? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At least they didn't lie and say 6 foot.
I know. That was nice of them. True.
They were honest enough. He's 5'10 in cleats on turf.
I remember seeing.
Not on grass. We saw that in the Rose Bowl. Those cleats sunk a little further down. He could not see over Reese and Downs and all those guys. That middle was nothing. He could not see. Started out here. He took steps back and he just kept getting shorter. Yeah. His cleats just kept sinking into the sod.
You can't really do the thick soles on cleats. Like, which you can do with those turf.
Can do on turf, yeah.
I remember seeing him at an airport, and I was like, Jesus Christ. He comes up to, like, my shoulders, and I'm, like, 6 foot tall. So, by the way, and I'm a roundup 6 foot tall.
Of course.
I'm the 5'11 and 3/4 6 foot tall. So, like, that dude is tiny.
What? Yeah, of course you round up.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Women round down on their weight and their height, so... Yeah,
bro.
Spout off, King.
used to piss me off in high school though when we'd do like our measurements and whatnot because I was like officially 5'11". It's like, oh fuck you, give me 6 foot. Like,
oh, you should have put a couple like insoles into your shoes.
I know. Like hindsight, gotta cheat the system.
A question, actually, kind of a related question. When you go to like your primary care doctor now. And then they take you through the hall, or maybe it's in the actual...
No, it's always in the hall.
It's in the room. You know, okay.
Yep.
And they got to just step on the scale. Do you take off your shoes?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I do.
All right. Okay. Yep.
No, because they do both, right? They weigh you and they do your height at the same time. Because
I got shamed out of taking my shoes off, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. And so now I don't. I just make sure I bring shoes that I know aren't like Air Force Ones or Nike Dunks or something. Takes out like something kind of light, like some Janoskis or something. Cause I was like, that pound and a half. I'd like, this shit is being charted and you guys will haunt me for the rest of my life on this. So I'm taking out my wallet. I'm taking out my phone and keys. Absolutely. I'm taking my shoes off.
Absolutely. Taking off. I want it. Taking off this the track jacket.
I'm being accurate. Yeah, if I go in the winter, that jacket and beanie are off.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you rather have? Would you rather have like the 2 inches of extra height on the measurement or the
maybe
4 to 5 extra pounds thrown tacked on?
No, they don't really judge you for height anymore. No. So
I'm not trying to get recruited. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, it's just the weight. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
You're just trying to have them so maybe need to cut out some beer. Fatty foods.
Yeah.
You just try to avoid that conversation as much as you possibly can.
Like the difference between going from like 219 to like 226 because you're wearing winter gear is a big difference. You're like, oh, fuck. Yeah. You're about to die.
Under and over 220. Yeah. That's a line.
It's like sports, but you don't want to go over the field goal or the touchdown line right there. You want to stay under that for sure.
Yep. Let's see. I was told to stop ignoring WCP. WCP would like us to talk about NFL. So players who went to the NFL and signed with NFL teams and are now going back to college. They have sued the NCAA and have been granted an injunction to jump in the transfer portal or join the team that they were previously on if they'll take him back. And essentially that is happening.
I have a take, but I want to hear your guys' takes first.
Well, I think the thing I asked about in the Discord that like, because I think everybody's looking at it from the college perspective, right? Like everybody's like, okay, well, like suddenly Indiana's getting back like two of their best defensive linemen and shit. Like, fuck that. That is... what the hell is going on? There's like no rules. Once you declare, you're gone. That's the whole thing. That's how it's always been. I'm also looking at it from the NFL perspective because like this guy. So for instance, this guy who went to SMU, undrafted free agent, signed a contract with the Seattle Seahawks, played in their first preseason game, and suddenly jumps back in the transfer portal. And so what happens to that contract he signed? Like he's breaching his contract. Like there might be an out, but like how does the NFL not get pissed off about this? Because they're like, these players are wasting their time making an investment, not only in money, but time in these players where they're on their roster for that preseason game where another guy who they should be investing their time in is not. And so it's a complete waste of the NFL's time and money. So like, I think what eventually has to happen is the NFL has to jump in and make some sort of rule from their perspective.
The NCAA just needs to they could solve so many problems if they just set like date limits. Like I said, you can't join a team through NIL or the portal after this date. And that date needs to be before
when training camp starts.
When training camp starts. Yeah. There you go. If you go to camp, there's the deadline. You have to make the decision. You are an adult. Money is involved.
You are now actually a professional athlete.
Yes.
Once you sign a contract with a professional team, You are a professional athlete. Period. You can't go back. You just can't.
But are these guys the fifth year super seniors trying to steal you, or actual eligibility?
It's the 2022 season they're talking about, right?
Yes, this is the only year this loophole will not exist forever. And the NCAA was stupid because they released they put together the 5 years to play five. I think it was the end of June, beginning of July, right? So these guys went through the draft process. They're on teams or they're not, you know, whatever. And they said, if you are in the 23 recruiting class, five to play five, 24, five to play five, 26, 27, in perpetuity, forever, you got five to play five. But they didn't do the math on the 22 guys. Mm. And so these are the guys, they were like, wait a minute. Why don't I have five to play five? The guy my teammates have five to play five. Why don't I get five to play five? So they should have literally just said from 21 back, five for five doesn't exist for you. But 22, four, they were really dumb and sloppy it
weird.
22. Yeah, I know, with NCAA, bizarre.
Yeah.
So at first I was like, oh, give me a fucking break. This guy had two sacks over the weekend against the Jets and he's coming back. But then and it's boring minutiae. So I understand why people aren't doing it.
No, like you see where the players are coming from.
They wrote bad law, I guess. Rules. Because if they had just included 2022 and done it 4 months prior, this wouldn't be the optics wouldn't be the same. It's not the same thing as the basketball season where like the guy at Alabama had been gone for a couple years, was bouncing around the G League for a few years and wanted to come back. That one, those are preposterous, and that loophole is now closed too. So I think people got to eat it this year. If they don't like it, you're justified in not liking it. And it's a really weird look to go from the NFL back to college, unless you know, or you know you're getting cut, or you did get cut. Okay, that's maybe a little different. But I think we just got to eat it on this year. And hopefully at a certain point, the NCAA just is like, oh my God, how are we not thinking of two, three, four,
how's there
five?
Not one, how's there not one
two,
person
three,
here?
Two, three, four, five. That's only 4 years. Why would we not give those guys a fifth as well? You know, because if you're in 21, that would be six. If you're in 20, that would be seven. 19, eight. So, yeah, at first I was really against it. And then I kind of read more and I was like, oh. Well, the NCAA fucked up.
Sure. So essentially, takeaway is NCAA fucked up. They didn't think through the quote unquote policy that they created, which created this loophole for these players to sue the NCAA, grant injunctions, which will allow them to play essentially until the NCAA takes it to court, which by the time that happens is going to be too late. So all these players who want to come back have the opportunity to come back, but frankly, they should have had the opportunity to come back in the first place.
Because I would say, and I mentioned this before, we've gotten to a point now because of all the roster madness and everything, which is crazy, that we look at fifth year players now as being like this crazy anomaly where I haven't done the math. I've thought about looking it up, but God, that's way too big of a spreadsheet for me to do for less than $4.42 on Twitch, like an AI video game for an hour. But fifth year seniors used to be like a very normal thing.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Joey Harrington
redshirted
as a true freshman in 97, played in 98, 99, 2000, 2001. Yeah. He was a fifth year senior. And you want to know what? He was the All-American boy. No one gave a shit that he was there for 5 years because that was the norm.
Yes.
Now for multiple reasons, it's not the norm anymore. NIL is expedited. That was a
Expedited.
That's what I was looking for.
Done that before. Yeah.
And So it's just a mess now, and I get it, but I do think things, the seas are calming on this front.
Yeah, but because, again, if I'm the NFL teams, I'm pissed off. Like,
yeah, if I haven't cut a guy, then yeah, I'm mad.
I'm pissed off. I was like, yeah. You might have been in our plans, which by the way, if you're the kid, whatever, like, what are you doing? Like,
but here's a question. If you were a practice squad guy,
sure,
and someone can look up what the minimum practice squad guy makes, whatever, or you could have the opportunity to fall back and make a million. Let's just say a million.
Well, I mean, these guys are not going to make a million. Like, these guys who are coming back, especially
say 750, because some of these guys were starter. Like, there were guys who started at Ole Miss.
If they're coming back
at linebacker,
now, NIL money is allocated for. So,
well,
so
I have a feeling
there's a way to circumvent that.
There's a way to circumvent. Okay. Yeah, some preferred walk-ons are going to get shuffled around, and but
which they're getting screwed too, by the way.
That's 100%. Yeah. But would you rather bide your time and be like, I'll suck it up for a year and be a practice squad dude?
100%.
Or take.
I would do what you're about to say. I would go back too.
You'd go back to school?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well,
well, the big one is if that player was drafted or not. Because let's say you're an undrafted free agent.
There's
you sign on the practice squad. Yeah. But then you come back and have a good season. Or do you just jump right back in the next year's draft? Even though you were already in the draft before?
Yeah, how does that work?
Yeah.
How does the NFL
make that
work?
Yeah, you jump right back in.
Just jump right back in.
The NFL's fine with that?
I mean, probably not. If I get, my thing is, if most of these guys were low draft picks and or not drafted after 4 years, it's possible. But my guess is their production is good. Like, there's a couple of the Ole Miss guys. I think it was like a starting linebacker and a starting safety. Their production was good.
Yeah.
But very clearly, I don't know if it's speed, weight, height. I don't know if they have tight hips. You know what I mean? Like,
some people just don't translate. They could be great college guys. They just don't translate to the NFL.
Like Tim Tebow didn't translate to the NFL. That's fine. You know, whatever. It's to be at that level, you are the elite of the elite of the elite. As elite as D1 guys are.
To get drafted,
you're not an NFL player. Like, so, I don't know. It's a weird one. I think
you get the money if you can get it.
Yeah, like a guy from the Utah Jazz today. He was on the summer league team. Mm-hmm. He signed with BYU tonight. Like it's crazy.
All right,
but
well,
this will be the last year of the 5 for 5 guys doing it. So
I think if we can be honest with ourselves, I think the reason any of us is upset is because Oregon didn't get anybody coming back.
Well, they didn't have anyone to come back, I feel like.
Atticus Sappington, my brother. That guy won games for Oregon last year. I'm just saying.
And there's
so
no way.
Camden Lewis.
Yeah, so did Camden. And there's no way Sappington, I don't think, would be on a practice squad anywhere.
No, I don't think.
He's chilling.
No. I feel like Atticus Sappington. Oh, man. Did Atticus Sappington move to Southern California, the Orange County, Scottsdale, or fringe Miami?
Ooh.
I would stay West Coast. That's my guess. But there might be like some kicking coach who lives in Florida where he might have gone. Either way, there's a beach and he's spending most of his time at the beach, like 5 hours a day kicking training.
I think you'd go to like the ABQ, some like somewhere not on the beach. Albuquerque.
Oh, Albuquerque.
Albuquerque. Okay. Yeah. You want some green chilies and, you know, turquoise.
New
no, they're kickers. They're
New
weird. Kickers are weird, man.
Okay. So Sappington was on the Vikings training camp team, apparently, according to AK.
Yeah, kickers may come and go.
They give them thing is, like, if you stick at it, there's always a chance you're going to get a workout. And
I'm going to say his last NFL post was the invite from the Vikings on April 25th.
That's a long time ago.
I'm going to say he's probably not pursuing the dream anymore. And that's not a slight, not a dig.
Or maybe. And again, maybe.
Well, I mean, like pursuing it like in a camp. he's hoping for an invite somewhere.
Because the guy the Niners have as a kicker, like, hadn't kicked in a couple of years, and they just like brought him in for a workout, and he killed it. And he is Eddie Pinheiro, and he has killed it since they signed him. So it's like,
except for he can't make extra points
today. Did he miss an extra
period
point today?
Last year? Period. Okay.
All right. Well, that's not my problem. He makes field goals.
That's
three is more than one, Ski. Do the math, Ski. Figure it out.
Well, hey, then never say anything bad about Dan Lanning going for two, because two is better than one. Yeah.
Oregon has a history. We gotta like come to terms with 2-point conversions here. Like, there's a long history of 2-point conversions with Oregon that we now just have to like settle up with. You know, like.
Is Chip the blame? He's the one that brought in the swinging game, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. Chip Kelly just running the same play four plays in a row, like kicking, like going for two every single time for no good reason.
What a missed opportunity.
And then teaching Helfrich to do it when Helfrich would do it when you're not supposed to do it just for no fucking reason and just give away points. Like,
can you imagine if they had, let's just say 2010, because they were right there with Auburn.
Yeah.
The amount of shit talking you could do by being like, yeah, they won a title by just running four plays the entire season. Yeah.
Chip Kelly just ran the same.
They
four
just ran
plays.
Them fast.
They ran fast. Yeah.
Handed off to LaMichael James on the same run play, four plays in a row, and nobody could stop it.
Yeah. An occasional little hitch to Josh Huff.
No, the screen to like DJ Davis or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, man. Bummer.
Yep.
Oh, what a time.
Should have had one. Oh, well. Any other sports?
Did you guys see the Seattle Times reporter who resigned today?
I did. Yes.
And we got to stand with our brethren, right?
I would. Yeah, my only opinion
brethren.
On that their is.
Press, yeah, your press brethren.
So tell everybody what happened. Tell everybody.
I believe his name is Matt Colkins. I don't know who he is. Not a slight. I don't follow Seattle sports. So
why would you know who a Seattle columnist is?
You may as well be asking me who the Minnesota, you know, columnist is. I don't know. He was going to write an article in relation to Sophie Cunningham because everyone, I mean, you got to grab onto the sun. You know what I mean? Take it to the moon, baby. About trans athletes in the state of Washington. And he found two high school girls who were willing to do the interview, who were uncomfortable with boys and women's sports. Granted, one of them has been taking pictures like Riley Gaines and Ted Cruz. And from the time she was in her early teens. So her parents, good on them. They put her on a path to making a lot of money on the internet by just saying Patrick Ewing shouldn't play in the WNBA. Mm. Whatever.
Grifting.
Cool. Good for her.
Grifting.
Capitalism. No, I didn't say that. I said capitalism.
That. I said grifting.
I said that. And he said he pitched it. I guess it wasn't an assigned. It wasn't some assigned thing. He pitched it. The Times, you know, went to the editorial board, turfed it. My opinion is they probably shouldn't have turfed it. Because you want to know what? Those articles, even if...
They get clicks. Okay,
they do get... When is the last trans athlete article you've read that's been different than the last one? It's all, let's go to Edina, Minnesota, town of 15,000, and there is a 13-year-old boy participating in the hammer throw against girls. Okay.
Not winning.
Whatever. That's not even my point. If you have a problem with that, you have a problem with that. I'm not losing any fucking sleep. We've gone over this. The math, it's infinitesimal. In the NCAA, it's like 10 out of 5. It's nothing. It's a nothing thing. All the stories are the same. All the figures are the same. It's a boring story at this point. Because again, it's just going to go, I don't want Joel Embiid playing against my daughter. Yeah, and he's not. Again, like we said this last week, he's making $60 million in the NBA. He's not going to. Like, we don't need these stunts on all the time. The Royce White and Enes Kanter thing, that set the internet on fire for 7 hours. Anyone give a shit about that story now? That was 2 weeks ago. Have you seen it anywhere? Even amongst the your most fervent, like, people who are trans sports, is right on the top of their head. Do you see that now?
Because no. None of this is real.
It's not real.
Well, none of it.
The crazy thing of all this is that, like, as of, I think it was today or yesterday, what they have been promoting is this girl pitching in the Little League World Series against the boy. She was shoving as she was some, I can't remember, oh, who was her dad, some ex big leaguer that played for the Angels. And she came out and shoved like six innings. And they're promoting that as a great thing, right? This girl is dominating against the boys. And then you look on the other one is, we don't want boys playing against girls in sports. It's, you kind of have to make a pick a side here, right? Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
That one is girl, equality, and one is oppression. What is it? And yeah, unfair. I don't like my thing. And this is even a deeper conversation, I don't want to say deep, Jesus Christ, a different conversation. It's like, you'll get people who are 50 being like, yeah, participation trophies and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, well, you had them too. And you want to know what? You probably played with a girl in soccer. And it was weird because you were like, yeah, cooties. Who cares? It didn't matter. And I know someone's going to say there is a difference between a younger girl playing against boys and a, until these guys start dominating and whatever, like, here's my question. Who is the best trans athlete to mog women in their competitions in the last, let's just say since 2020, when this became, is it Leah Thomas, the swimmer from Penn?
It's actually, well, it's not a trans person. It's an old fucking MAGA chud guy joining the World Series of Poker ladies event, and I believe he won
the World Series second of what?
Poker. He did the whole thing of, oh, this is sexist of ladies event.
Okay,
that's the kind of
this,
shit. That
is a beautiful illustration.
It is.
That you want to know what? No one fucking cares.
No one cares. Fucking cares.
I didn't hear about that. I mean,
none of this is fucking real. No one cares.
Yes, I know some people care.
It's all making up shit just to get attention, and the only thing this does is vilifies people who are like actually just living their lives and trying to just be quote unquote normal people, like people who just want to live the way they want to live, dress the way they want to dress, identify the way they want to identify. Those people are just living their day-to-day lives, and all this fucking rhetoric from like Enes Kanter and all this sensational bullshit, like all it does is put them in the line of fire. It makes people focus on them and makes people say, well, you're trying to take away this. You're evil. You're trying to do... No, bro, they're just your fucking neighbors. They're just your kids' friends. They're just like shut up already, man. Like, shut up.
I'm with King, though. What? Show me a trans athlete that is dominating.
And then
maybe we could have a real discussion about what that happens.
Like, I have no problem doing weird deep dives on the internet. If I could find a 13-year-old soccer player, we'll say basketball, because I know soccer is a physical sport. I don't want to offend you guys. I know it's a physical sport, but if I see like a power forward, 13-year-old power forward, like male, playing women and just fucking up, just knocking them down, and okay, maybe we can start a conversation. We can start a conversation there.
But that's not happening.
But you don't see it.
It's not happening.
And granted, like, I believe it was 2 years ago, 2024, at the OSAA track event state championship at Hayward Field. There was a guy, and I think she was actually going through hormone therapy at the time, but early, it was early, and she finished like I don't know the number. She didn't win a gold, whatever, but she got to stand on the stand, and it's a state of Oregon. So even though, like, we don't believe in participation trophies anymore, there was like six people who get to stand on a stand, and the stands booed her. And it's like
booing a kid.
You're
booing a kid. You're booing a child. You're just booing a child.
And maybe if your kid finished sixth there, you have a grievance, but your kid isn't getting a track scholarship at that point. So it's a grievance. It's not like they're stealing money out of your pocket and they're not physically harming you. And again, as soon as
they're not taking anything away from your child either, by the way.
But it's as soon as I start seeing that, I think we can have a conversation. But it's just not happening. And my greater point back to the Matt Colkins guy, I believe that's his name from Seattle Times. Again, not a slight, just not familiar with him. Is I was like, oh, dang, this tweet is like 20 minutes old. And I just posted my opinion that like very funny. And then he ran to Twitter because I looked at his account. And that was his fifth tweet since the year 2023.
I noticed that too, by the way.
And he was on the Seahawks beat tangentially. So we did have to write one about winning a Super Bowl. And one about the team being sold. So there's, so these are three of the five tweets since 2023. He's not a Twitter guy. Again, no sin there. That's not a big deal. Yeah, who cares?
Same.
But I just noticed even before it really went big.
We know what this was. Yeah.
You ran to Twitter because you know this specific topic is so much bigger on Twitter than any other platform, any space in your real life. You know, like you go to the coffee shop with the barista with the septum piercing and purple hair. You're not going to see a trans athlete dunking on a 12-year-old girl because
it's performative.
And if you look at his tweet, I stopped looking and it was like 5 million impressions, hundreds of thousands of.
The Elon algorithm is built for that.
He knew what he was doing.
And he put his Substack there, and he's like, "Hey, if you want to actually read this article that the Seattle Times didn't say yes to."
And again, like, I think they should have ran it because I think if they ran it, people are mad for 90 minutes.
People wouldn't even read it.
Seattle Times, who's reading that is the question.
Well, I mean, like, we know Michelle Tafoya or Clay Travis. It would have been filtered to them to where they boost it. But by the time you had dinner, no one's going to care. That's one of my big problems or issues is that, granted, you can't have, like, articles where people are, like, that N-word, you know. Like, there does have to be a line. But we let so many bad opinion columns go out on everything from like real high political, like meaningful stuff to backyard gardens, like where they just say, like, if you have a fireplace, you're killing the tomatoes. You know what I mean? Like, we let bad opinions run wild. And if they're caught, and if it's an opinion piece, it's an opinion piece. It's not written on fact. Let him get skewered or let no one notice. And then the next time he comes to you, you can be like, "Hey, man, that was dog food. These are the numbers. No one cared. Like, yeah, you got traction for 2 hours." And that's my problem with it. It's a vicious cycle. And where it's lame.
It'll eventually go away because
be gone by tomorrow.
That's how our attention spans work.
He's doing all the podcast hits tonight. Cause I combed through his quote tweets and all that. Guys, by the time you're cracking open your drug of choice on Friday after work, whether that's a doobie, a cigarette, a beer, brown liquor,
cigarillo,
whatever, the Bible, whatever it is, it's no one's going to care.
No one
cares. Good on him, man. He's made money today. That's good. I mean, good for him, but it's a stupid story.
He got people on his Substack. That was that was the entire goal.
And like, and people have pointed out he has some interesting opinions on other topics, big topics during hotbed issues and
weird.
Whatever. Again, I don't care.
I have already spent too much time on this man.
Yeah, we need to move on. But it was local, so I wanted to bring it up. I mean, love, you know, regional.
Regional, yeah.
Ski, that burp was like a perfect end to that discussion. By the way, bring that thing back up, King. The thing you held up. What was that? Oh, yeah. Oh, thinkjinx.com. That's right. Don't forget, everybody, thinkjinx.com. Get some meal toppers for your puppers. They, mine, by the way, like, just set this right next to me, expecting me to do something with it. I'm not going to, because daddy's working. You know what I mean? But he's got all this energy. It's because of these meal toppers, dog. Like, so get on that. They also got cat food and stuff, too, so.
You know, ever since we've partnered up with Think Jinx, I've had this joke with my wife. When I ask her to get on top.
My wife.
When I ask her to get on top, I'm like, hey, babe, you want to do salmon on top?
Just hold it up.
She doesn't like the joke.
It's weird. No. I don't. This,
she doesn't like it.
Women in comedy, am I right? Like,
am I right?
Yeah, yeah, God.
That's why our last funny woman ever was Lisa Lampanelli. Female comedy ended there.
Yeah, it died. It died when... She's still alive, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think we looked that up. Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's still alive.
All right, Ski, what is your... Oregon... 3 weeks? Trivia?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
It is the 20th. Right now, of August.
We are 6 minutes and 43 seconds away from an hour mark. I have now started doing that.
Which is crazy. Yeah. Which is crazy.
So.
Paula Poundstone erasure. Yeah, Paula Poundstone's the queen.
Well, she wasn't the last one. She's on the Mount Rushmore of comedy. Yeah.
Amen.
Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, perfect. Peas in a pod.
The guy from Kill Tony.
Tony?
Tony?
No, not that one. The other guy. That one.
You know, the other guy.
The other guy.
So go with the thing. What's the thing?
So 2 weeks until Oregon plays trivia guessing game thingamajigger.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Yeah. Thingamajigger?
Thingamajigger.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right.
Matt.
You need
Culkins.
To say that slow if you're going to say
Ask your boy Ethan Cohen. He dropped
Eaton.
This was Eaton. I get the trepidation because this is like 3 weeks ago when I was talking about going into the woods and getting eaten by chiggers.
Chiggers, yes.
Say it slowly.
CH.
Enunciate.
So, first question. There has been two Oregon Conference Defensive Players of the Year.
Yep.
Who are they?
Haloti Ngata and DeForest Buckner.
Yes and yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all D-line. It has to be.
Buckner was real. I just assumed Haloti got one, and then I knew Buckner was.
I remember
just,
Buckner, yeah. For sure.
Buckner was crazy that year.
Yes, yeah.
Do you guys remember that? 30-second tangent. That Colorado game that year at Boulder in 2015, I believe.
Yeah, 15.
Taylor Alley's at quarterback, and like Braylon Addison is throwing touchdowns. And the game was fucking terrible, except for DeForest Buckner just being like, Colorado, you're not scoring.
Single-handedly preventing Colorado from scoring.
We suck on this side of the ball and the other side, actually.
He's like, guys, I got you.
I got you.
Don't worry about it. By the way, like, remember, we thought Eric Armstead was, like, bad. Just because he played next to DeForest Buckner his entire Oregon career. Like,
and also
Eric Armstead has been in the NFL like forever. And
it didn't help. It didn't help that all 3 years he was at Oregon, guys like Andre Rigatonia.
Andre Y.
All those guys were like, you should play offensive line loser on Twitter. It was like, yeah, he should have. That's where he was recruited to.
He's a five-star tackle.
Five-star on one side, four on the other.
Maybe he's an NFL guy on both sides of the ball and can do whatever the fuck he wants to do.
Yeah. He knew he was a guard and not a tackle on the offensive side. Mm-hmm. So he was like, I'll make more money on the side.
Yep. Yeah, there's no money in being a guard. Sorry, boys.
I will make way more money on the side.
Although, didn't... I think the Colts paid their guard a whole bunch or something, right? Didn't they? Quentin Nelson or something like that?
Quentin Nelson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy got paid.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, all right, okay, what you got?
Next one. the single game passing record is held by two people of 489 yards. Who are they and who was it against?
It was Achille, right?
Nope.
Didn't we just answer this? Maybe not. Mariota?
Nope.
Oh, who was it?
Ryan Perry
Smith. Ryan Perry Smith. Yeah.
Nope.
Was it Musgrave?
Bill Musgrave.
Against BYU. 89
against BYU.
BYU. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
There is one more.
Is it older or newer?
Newer.
I will say Herbert against ASU in 2016.
Yes.
Herbert against ASU in 2016.
Yep, against Jaden Daniels, correct, right? Like,
yep.
Yeah.
No, yep. No, it wasn't Daniels then.
Wasn't it? The one Jaden Daniels?
No, him? Daniels beat him.
2016.
Yeah, Daniels beat him later on, but oh, okay. 2016 was the sad year where they went 4-8, and ASU came in here, and we're like, God, Steve sucks dick. Yeah. But man, this Herbie dude, this Herbert chucking it all around a yard.
He's slinging it. Yeah.
All right.
WCP said Danny O'Neill against Penn State in the Rose Bowl, like, underrated games, like, for Oregon quarterbacks. Danny O'Neill, like, legit threw for like over four bills in that game,
yeah,
and nobody remembers it. Like, he had an amazing game against Penn State.
In Oregon football history, you know, that game was kind of over on the first play as well.
Sure was. It sure was. Yeah.
But well, I think I know how this one's gonna go.
All right. Next one, I'm gonna say the same thing. Two players have both scored five rushing TDs in a game. Who are they and who was it against?
Kenyon Barner, USC.
Yes.
Ooh.
I'm sweating.
Older or newer?
Older.
Was it like old? Or
not
like
super old.
Ontario Smith old?
I'll give you in our lifetime.
Five rushing touchdowns in a game. Derek LaVille?
Mm-mm.
No, because ain't nobody. Oregon didn't score that many points back then. Like, I don't know this.
Reuben Drones against Michigan State?
Nope. Go farther back.
Farther back.
Saladin McCullough against USC?
Air Force?
No.
Oregon State.
Washington
Saladin
State.
McCullough against
Arizona
in 96.
I have no memory of that game. I should.
96 Arizona. Okay, I don't remember that. I believe in 98, right, did Oregon open at home against Arizona? And did McCullough return the opening kickoff for a touchdown?
And the broadcast.
Was it him?
The broadcast. I remember the game you're talking about because the broadcast started late. And, like, literally, they joined while he was, like, returning it for a touchdown. I think that was, like, Indiana or something.
No, it was definitely Arizona.
Arizona.
Like,
okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
By
the way,
Jamie, will you look that up? 1998 Autzen opener. Kickoff. Saladin McCullough, kickoff return to Arizona, I believe. Okay. Thank you.
No, nobody else in my mind brings up this memory, and it is Saladin McCullough running on the Autzen turf, making the squeaking noises. Because remember the old Autzen turf, it would, they always like would wet it down so you wouldn't slip as much on. It sort of doesn't make sense, but it did. And I just remember him specifically. I don't know why. It's just in my head. Him running with the turf shoes. And remember the little turf shoes we used to get with the little beads on them?
Oh, yeah, I had to.
The
little beads on them.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
It was 97. That was 97.
There you go.
All right, we got two more. Two players are tied within career receptions at Oregon. Who are they?
Keenan Howery?
Nope.
Career receptions.
178
is
catches.
Is it Parker?
Sammy Parker
is
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like it's got to be someone who played 4 years because Oregon just doesn't have wide receiver.
Because it's not, it would be, otherwise it would be
Jason Williams.
No,
that's a good guess though. And somebody who played recently, because, or Pat Johnson.
Not Pat Johnson.
Okay,
you're in the ballpark.
Tony Hartley. Mm-mm. Oh no! Oh man.
Uh-huh.
Definitely not LaCorey Collins.
No, definitely not.
Demetrius?
Not Ed Dixon, not Demetrius Williams. Nope.
Oh, my God.
If I give a hint, I'd just give it away.
What's the last name end with?
M. Oh, what's the last name end with? L?
Jeff Mayle?
Is that what it ends with? Jeff Mayle.
Jeff Mayle.
It's Jeff Mayle. Sammy Parker, Jeff Mayle, career. Yeah, Booble just got it.
I never would have said Jeff Mayle. That is wild.
All right. Last one. This is going to be a, I don't know if you guys will get this. This one's a little, there's been a lot of famous people that wore number 2 at Oregon. Who has played the most games of those players?
Hartley was one, right?
Tony Hartley?
Not Tony Hartley, no.
It's got to be a defender. Cota was like 7, right?
You guys are going
Lamont
way too...
Lamont Woods?
You guys are going way too far back.
Oh.
Steve Smith.
I don't think you would get this, because who would remember this guy, really? For specifically like number 2, like you'd say, like, it's not TJ Ward, it's not Ontario.
Number 2s
only played, surprisingly, only played 3 seasons. Huh. 39
was it one,
games.
Was it one of the Robinson there? Twins?
Mm-mm.
No, okay. Tyree Robinson.
I got nothing on this one,
dude. What position?
It is. I think he was a receiver. Was he a receiver or DB? I can't even fully remember what position he played.
What? What? What
kind of research were you doing?
What the hell?
I just looked up the number.
Huh. And he's recent.
I'd say he graduated in 15.
What?
Big CFL, or big, played like 4 years in the CFL. He was a receiver.
Was it
Addison? I was right. It was
Braylon Addison. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I was right. He was a receiver. Yeah.
Yes. He was a receiver.
Yeah. I was like,
God damn it, Ski.
I was trying to remember. Wasn't there another Addison that played DB?
Yes. Brian Addison.
Who went to UCLA. Separated by a little bit. Went to UCLA and got a pick 6 against the Ducks, right? Yeah.
All right, that's it.
Wow. That was a good one.
2 week trivia. Yeah.
Oregon plays in 2 weeks. That is insane. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That is crazy that we're here. All right, let's get on to our list. It comes from Booble in our Discord, Sports Brewery in Discord, MT Booble in Discord. It is. So if you did not hear the death of Hayden Panettiere? I used to say Panettiere, but I am realizing that was wrong. Probably. Based on all of these news stories.
But it's called her Hey P. That's all
Hayden,
I did,
Hayden P.
I didn't know.
So she died in like weird, suspicious circumstances. She's like 36 years old, has like a young kid, has like, you know, just is kind of a bummer. If you didn't know, she used to be with Klitschko. One of the Klitschkos for a really long time. I don't think they ever actually got married, but like they, you know, they got a daughter and stuff, and you know, just sad. So a movie that we have reviewed on this podcast, if you want to look back through the archives, is Remember the Titans, and she, you might remember, was a young kid in that movie, the precocious daughter of the head coach. Knew a lot of ball. That chick knew ball. And so, top 3.
Couldn't make that movie anymore. It's too woke.
Too woke. Shit fucking woke.
I don't want a chick talking ball.
I don't want a woman knowing about football, and I don't
disgusting.
Want disgusting.
I don't
want. Never the twain shall meet these colors.
I want
football.
More Pat McAfee.
White and black playing together. I don't think ew. So.
Well, the black's on my side.
Well, all right. Kinda... Well, all right. Yeah. All right, then. I guess I do like
they,
Trent Williams.
They are.
He's okay. Asked. I guess Trent Williams is okay. Yeah.
My great grandpappy did write that they, by he the did way, hand that they were a fast lot.
By the way, 49ers, a lot of whites. A lot of whites.
Maybe too
team.
Many. Too many whites.
A lot of can whites. Have... It's funny seeing the group of them just hang out together with nobody else. It's like, oh, I think I see what, like McCaffrey ooh. And Juszczyk and Kittle, like they're the only ones who hang out together outside of football. And it's like, oh.
Is there a bigger problem running through the Niners team?
Yeah. Is Chip Kelly losing control of the 49ers locker room?
It's not the substation. It's clearly equality. Is
you guys go. Need to bring back Jim Tom Sula to
Tom Sula.
Straighten Jim that Tom problem out.
Is gold chain and chest hair?
Oh, like, Tom Sula.
That's also the goal.
Tom Sula.
All right, so top three characters from Remember the Titans. Characters, actors, like, you know, whatever. Let's do characters, though. Top three characters from Remember the Titans. Who wants to start?
All right. I'll go. Well, mine was mostly the character, the actor, okay. Wood Harris.
Yeah, of
course.
The
hell of a linebacker.
He was mine because he was 30 years old when they filmed that movie.
30-year-old high schooler.
Not a joke. Not an exaggeration. Nope. He was 30 years old.
Yeah. Absolutely. I am also going Wood Harris, number three. I think you can't... by the way, Julius Campbell was the character he played. I don't think you can go wrong. He is the, you know, it's he and Ryan Hurst's character sort of like, you know, bridging the gap between the two sides as they come together and win some football games. So, yeah, I agree. Wood Harris. Julius Campbell. We all picked the same number three. Threes from the chat. We have one so far. Y'all need to hurry up and look up your IMDb. And get something posted. All we got is Booble so far. So get going. I can rewind as we get through the list if we want. Booble's number three is Ronnie Bass. Ronnie Bass, played by Kip Pardue. Ronnie Bass is Sunshine. So Sunshine. Can't go wrong with Sunshine. WCP's number three is Ryan Hurst's character, Gary Bertier. I don't remember the last name in that, but yeah. Yeah. Ryan Hurst just lost his job playing Kratos in the God of War TV show because he tore his arm muscle. He got replaced by Dave Bautista today. That
yeah, that's not
today.
Great.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Dave Bautista, probably the greatest acting ex-wrestler around.
I think so. I think we can say that.
Yeah.
I think Ski would still go
Stone Cold.
I think Ski would still go Hulkster. Like,
oh well, Tropic.
He's not around. I hate to. I don't know if you missed that, but
Thunder in Paradise.
We're talking all time. We're talking all time.
Okay,
Suburban Commando. Yeah, there's some bangers.
Okay, number twos.
My number two is Rev. Got a raw deal. Got hurt, and then the fucking hippie came in and took his fucking position.
I guess before we go too far, we should do honorable mention of what's his face, Ryan Gosling's character.
Oh.
Like honorable mention, he's a liability, but you know,
fucking liability.
Alan Bosley, he tried. My number two is Ryan Hurst, Gary Bertier. Yeah, it's again we're bringing cultures together here, guys. So give me Wood Harris and Hurst and yeah.
You got the middle set.
Yeah, exactly that. Exactly that. What you got, King?
Oh, the Louis guy, Ethan.
Ethan Supley?
Yeah, just because he lost a lot of weight in real life.
Yeah. That guy's an inspiration, man.
If you see like images of him from like American History X, dude was large.
Yeah.
Yes. Unhealthily So
yes.
He figured out that if he kept being that size, he would die, and he stopped being that size. So good for him. Let's see. Two's from the chat. Booble says, Petey Jones,
Petey.
Played by Donald Faison.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love him. And then WCP's Ethan Supley, Louis Lastic was the character's name. Yes. Okay, number ones.
My number one is fucking Coach Yost.
Yeah.
No, Will, that was mine.
Will Patton.
Yeah.
Guy gets his job taken and still, you know, has the grit. He's got true grit.
True grit. He does.
Got true grit. Helps, you know, have that team come together.
Could have been a Junction Boy. Yep.
He absolutely could have gone down a path that would have made things real ugly.
It started off a little rocky, but, you know, he came
well,
around.
Because he's a human being.
Yeah, exactly.
And he lost his job. Like, he's a human being. He doesn't want to. And, like, a successful one in his role. And
yeah, because does he move to D.C. or is he become
he's
OC?
He's, like, defensive coordinator.
Yeah,
right?
He's, like, D.C.
Yeah.
He's D.C. at T.C.
Woo.
Yep.
Woo. Yeah. Agreed. We basically picked the same list. Like, I kind of want to deviate, but I don't because that character rules.
Yeah, you can't pick Coach Boone.
Character rules. Fuck. Yeah. No, I love you, Denzel, but I'm sorry. Like, the movie's not the movie without you. I think we can say that, but your character is not as good as Coach Yost.
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie in a while. Very long time. I didn't watch it.
Been a while.
But I imagine Denzel didn't do his patented, like, because it was a Disney movie. He wasn't like, oh, you motherfuckers. I assume that wasn't in a
all you Uncle Tom cracker motherfuckers.
Yeah. I'd have your asses.
Yeah.
Johnson Manor.
Coach Yost, do you have your lick her license? Lick her license.
It's definitely missing that.
Cannot believe that was said.
Might be one of the few movies where he didn't have one monologue like that.
Yeah, yeah. Also, in
hold
this movie,
the gun.
Nicole Ari Parker and Kate Bosworth also in this movie.
The Boz.
Yeah. How about that?
Remember that surf movie Kate Bosworth was in?
Blue Crush.
Blue Crush.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. That's nasty stuff right there.
That movie told me, man, girls with small titties, hot as fuck too.
I mean, this is just coming out of like the 90s.
That was coming out of the 90s we were like programmed to thinking you had to have
big fake ones, right? Like, yeah,
there was the one gal on Baywatch.
Gal. Dude, bro, you know, are you like 70?
Well, I'm going back to a 90s titty fucking
this
beach
gal
show
on Baywatch.
I mean, you had Erika Laniak, Pam, and Yasmin Bleeth, and then you had the other one, which was flat as a board in a swimsuit the entire time.
She's like an actual athlete.
Yeah, actual actor, actress as well.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Get off my beach.
Yep.
So, by the way, on my guys' weekend, we decided to watch the new Baywatch movie, the one with like The Rock.
The Rock.
Oh. Yeah. Whoa. That movie's rough. It's weird because there's like some like weird funny parts that you're actually like, oh yeah, okay, but boy it's
The Rock
bad.
Making a shitty movie, shocker.
Boy,
I'm
it's
shocked.
Bad. Yeah. Oh boy. Oh,
Zac
boy.
Efron couldn't even save that one.
Mm-mm.
Efron is the most ripped I've ever seen a human being.
He's fucking in jacked movie. In that movie.
It is crazy.
Steroids are a good thing.
Crazy.
If you're fucking jacked.
And he clearly hadn't had water in like 6 months leading up to it either. Like, crazy. Y'all want to see like an insane midsection? Like, look at Efron in that fucking movie. It's nuts, dude. Nuts. Anyway, I forgot why I brought that up, but who cares? So RAP Hayden.
Glad we got away from getting a little gay. We're gonna talk about his dick V next. Yeah. Like,
hey, love a good V. Love a good V.
You probably wish he was drinking water when you were down there.
favorite letter in the alphabet, boys.
Make it bigger. I'll make the load.
So R.I.P. Hayden Panettiere is the gist of our rest presentation. Yeah.
Opiates are bad. They suck. Don't do them, kids. On a serious note.
Yes.
Don't do opiates. They will kill you. They're designed to kill you. Yep. And even some of the ones they give you are designed to temporarily take you away from something that is actively killing you. Mm. Granted, you know, if you get your leg sawed off or something, it's a different story. I'm just saying, go to the dentist. Don't take a whole bunch of opioids. Just don't do it.
You don't actually need it.
You don't need them. They'll feel great for a couple days and then they'll feel terrible.
Yep.
When you're itching and you're hot and you're shitting out a black piece of hockey puck, and they're bad.
And
that's just where the fun begins.
And then you can't stop taking them because your body is
Want to kill you.
Yes. Okay. So on that note, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, guys. Movie again on Sunday. We started Joel Coen month, and the fourth movie on our list is True Grit. So watch True Grit on Paramount Plus and then listen to us talk about it. Thanks for hanging, guys. Goodbye.